is the Northwoods Fishing Report from Muskie 360 with your host, Josh Krieger.
All right, here we go, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. This is the Northwoods Fishing Report podcast. I am your host, Eagle River Muskie Guy Josh Krieger. It is Wednesday, September 6th. Later in the evening here, I was out fishing all day. We had a big cold front push through today with some rain. I will talk about that and our results on the water today here in a minute. But first, I do want to cover this last Labor Day weekend and all the warm weather we had. It definitely was an interesting weekend. First off, there was boat traffic absolutely everywhere on the water. It was in the low to mid 90s most of the weekend. Our water temps warmed up drastically. I had water temps, you know, as warm as 76 at the surface this weekend. You know, we're talking about an increase of 5 degrees in surface temperature here since last week. And the warm weather seemed to push the fish deeper. Early in the mornings and late in the evenings, we were still fishing the weed edges and catching fish out of the weeds with, you know, double eights and double nine bucktails, top water, and some of those larger twitch baits. But that bite was pretty much from sunrise to those morning miners, which ended, I think, on Sunday a little before 10 o'clock. So it was a pretty much, you know, early morning bite until that morning miner. After that morning miner hit and it got so hot, everything seemed to have pushed out deep. And so the fish were kind of scattered in the deep open basins of the lakes. They weren't sitting on any of the mud flats or anything like that, but the majority of them seemed to be in some of the deepest water, kind of cruising around and following the bait fish. So what I resorted to midday once the fish moved deeper is we started casting some of those rubber baits and stuff like that. And obviously that's a lot of work, especially when it's so hot. So I ended up resorting to trolling a little bit here this last weekend. Trolling is not something I do a ton of, but it can be effective, especially when the fish are suspended out deep. We had midday or early evening majors, you know, during the heat of the day. And what seemed to be happening is, you know, the fish still need to feed. They were still active and they would move up a little bit in the water column during those times. So during those times, I made sure I was trolling where there was a bunch of bait. I typically use and was using majorly headlocks and matlocks here this last weekend. The matlocks have a little bit more wobble to them and that bait seemed to produce a couple more fish than the headlock. Headlock still put a couple in the boat, but the matlock did outproduce the headlock, and my opinion on that is because even though the water and the weather were so warm for this time of the year, you know, the fish out deep, they moved out deep because the weather will affect the water a little bit less in deeper water. So they went out there so that they could kind of maintain that same water temperature that they've been sitting in here while the shallows warmed up. So these fish were still fairly aggressive, you know, being this time of the year and the general trend of water temps before the weekend cooling. I was actually trolling quite quickly. On average, I was going anywhere from 3.5 to 4.1 miles an hour with those headlocks and matlocks. Yes, I know that's pretty quick, but it gives those baits a lot of action and the fish were aggressive. They were absolutely hammering those baits, you know, at those faster speeds when we were trolling them. One thing to keep in mind, you know, when you see all the fish move out deep, and even this fall here coming up, once the weeds die off and the fish move out deep, this is a tactic I'll use that time of the year as well. When they're in open water chasing the bait fish around, trolling can be one of the most effective methods for catching them. Now, as I mentioned, we had a big cold front push through here today, being Wednesday. We had highs, you know, go from pretty much the 90s down into the low to mid 60s today with a strong north wind, 10 to 20 miles an hour, and rain. So it was pretty brutal out on the water. You know, we went from one opposite end of the spectrum to the other. It was brutally hot and miserable on the water for that reason this weekend. And then you go out today and get this big cold front with rain and a strong north wind, and it was pretty cold. So two totally different things. Now, that cold front did something a little different to the fish today. And I found this to be the case throughout the year. It's kind of interesting because we all talk about fishing the warmer water in the spring. And I've actually found throughout the summer, when we get a major cold front like this, a lot of times what will happen is the active fish will actually bury themselves in the really shallow slop. And my opinion on that, or my theory for why they do that, is, you know, especially up here in some of these lakes, the broadleaf cabbage weeds will retain a lot of heat. So when we get a cold front, the fish will actually go into those cabbage weeds for their warmth. And again, I think it's all about homeostasis, you know, staying at kind of a consistent water temperature. So as the weather varies, you know, the fish move around a little bit to try to avoid drastic changes too much. So when we get this cold weather, a lot of times they'll move into the shallow 2 feet of water and under in these stained waters, 6 feet or less a lot of times in the clear water where the broadleaf cabbage weeds grow. And you can still catch them in a cold front. They will still be active. You know, we caught a couple today. I did downsize a little bit with the cold front. We put one in the boat on the 700 Booker Tail in Grape Flame. And again, you know, I think we've had this conversation before. I know there's a lot of debate out there on whether color of the bait matters. And to be honest with you, personally, I think color is a big thing. A lot of what I throw is based on the conditions. You know, in these stained waters, especially on an overcast day like today, I'm throwing bright colors that stand out. That was what kind of made me go with the Grape Flame today. We also caught one on a baby shallow raider. That one was in ghost white. So again, kind of a color that stands out in that stained water in overcast conditions. Now, that being said, if I was throwing the same exact baits in a different color, could I have still caught those fish? Absolutely. You know, it very well could have been just opportunistic where that fish was there and it wouldn't have mattered what bait I was throwing. But at the same time, we only catch fish on the baits we throw. Throughout the course of my years of doing this, I have patterned, you know, certain colors working better in certain conditions. There again, maybe that's because that's what I have confidence on and that's what I'm throwing. I'm not going to say one way or another for sure if color does matter, but in my personal opinion, you know, you got to have confidence in the bait you're throwing. Color for me is a big confidence thing. Keep that in mind as well. Again, not saying that's end all be all by any means, but I do think color matters a little bit. Now, this upcoming week, they are calling for more seasonal normal temperatures with cool nights, so the water temps will start to drop here. That's what I'm looking for this time of the year. That's a little bit more normal, and I do think that the fish are just going to continue to be feeding here, you know, before the water temp cools too drastically. My favorite temps this time of the year are usually when the water hits 65 to about 58. So we do have a little ways to go before, you know, the prime water temperatures, in my opinion, for this area. But the fish are definitely starting to move and can definitely be caught here moving forward. Now, as far as our moon phases for the weekend, on Saturday, we have a major from 7:59 to 9:59 in the morning and another one from 8:25 to 10:25 at night. There is a minor that takes place from 4:51 to 5:51 in the evening, and technically there is a minor that starts Friday night early into Saturday morning. It starts at 11:59 Friday night and goes to 12:59 Saturday morning. So there is another minor there as well. The sunrise is 6:27 in the morning, and the sunset is 7:20 in the evening. That brings us to a total of 12 hours and 53 minutes of daylight. On Sunday, sunrise is 6:28 in the morning, and sunset is 7:18 at night, so we only have a total of 12 hours and 50 minutes of daylight. As you can see, we lose 3 minutes of daylight between Saturday and Sunday. This time of the year, we're losing daylight very, very quickly. It is starting to get dark by 8 o'clock now, so get out on the water as much as you can, because we are running out of daylight here, literally. On Sunday, the two majors are 8:50 to 10:50 in the morning and 9:14 to 11:14 in the evening, or overnight essentially. And then the two minors are 1:01 to 2:01 in the morning and 5:25 to 6:25 in the evening. Guys, thank you very much for tuning in. I hope you are successful here in these upcoming weeks. We will talk to you here again next week with a report of how we did and what you can expect here upcoming. Right now, everything, weeds, 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 weeds. The fish are moving into the weeds right now. As we get back into the seasonal normal, you know, temperatures with the water cooling at night, I even noticed it today during that cold front. Like I said, fish pushed into the weeds. There were active fish in there. I was still marking fish out deep, but those fish didn't seem to be as active today during the cold front. So it seemed like the active fish moved into the weeds. Again, typical this time of the year. Look for that moving forward. A lot of bigger bucktails, top water in the proper conditions, and larger twitch baits are kind of my go-tos when the fish move into the weeds this time of the year. Thanks for tuning in. Good luck.
The Muskie 360 Northwoods Fishing Report is brought to you by these fine sponsors. The Muskie Shop, the world's largest muskie outfitter. Livingston Lures, hear the difference. The Figure Eight Lure Company. The Muskie 360 app.